Hey, are you ready to co-collaborate with the universe in order to unlock, unleash, and truly step into the life of your dreams? Well, my beautiful soul, you are exactly where you need to be, and you're receiving the exact message you need to step into a realm where dreams become reality and desires manifest into existence. But before we get into this week's episode, it's that time of year where I open up the doors to my always sold out transformative program, ITM, Into the Mystic. And in 4 weeks together, you and I will deep dive into the mystical realm of feminine energy, harness the power of the sun and the moon, tap into the ancient wisdom of crystals, align with your highest potential through shadow work, and master the frequency of, you guessed it, M-O-N-E-Y, money. This is your chance to embrace abundance, fulfillment, and true manifestation like never before. And for my valued podcast listeners, I'm offering an exclusive 20% discount on enrollment with the code ITM20. ITM20. Plus, I offer flexible monthly payment plans that are available to everyone to make this life-changing experience happen. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Step into the mystic, which starts May 26th, and unleash the power within you. To start right now, just slide your finger over to the show notes and enroll today. Learn how to manifest the life of your dreams.
You're listening to the Manifest Miracles podcast, dialed into the frequency of abundance, always and in always. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, a manifestation master, author, speaker, and coach. And for the last 5 years, I've obsessively dedicated my life to uncovering, dissecting, and analyzing every aspect of the practices and modalities in which we call manifestation. We truly are more powerful than we can even imagine, and fully capable of manifesting miracles on the daily. Now, I can't tell you which thought leader or topic we'll be discussing in our 30-minute pod, but I do guarantee that in every single episode, you will learn something about your divine power, the collective, and how to attract or manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. So let's get started manifesting your miracle right now.
Welcome to Manifesting Miracles. I'm your host, Michelle J. Lamont, and it is a good day to have a good day. So the title of this podcast was Popeye Right. Now, what I mean by that is his famous quote, "I am what I am, and that's all I am." You see, Popeye was a fictional character, and if you understand and remember who Popeye was, or you've never heard of him at all and you have no idea what I'm talking about, he was this cartoon character that had big, huge, beefy forearms because he ate spinach and he became strong and was able to ward off bad people by this protein that he ate into his body. But the overwhelming theme of Popeye was that he was who he was, and that's all he was. Now, if this is your first time listening to Manifesting Miracles, I welcome you, and you have not missed one single beat. You are in alignment for your highest and your best self by tuning into this broadcast, by aligning yourself with the energy, the frequency, and the vibration of your highest and best self, whether you know it or not. Are you feeling like shit today? Are you feeling awesome? Are you feeling okay? Are you just barely surviving? Are you thriving? Are you ignited? Are you empowered, engaged, invoked, and aligned and anointed with the highest and the best version of yourself? It doesn't matter where you are on this energetic field. The fact that you keep coming back and listening and trying and trying and trying and evolving and evolving and evolving and evolving energetically, you are already light years ahead of where you were before you started listening. You are already investing your time and your energy and your effort into this divine path that you are meant to live. There is absolutely no doubt in my mind that you are worthy of manifesting limitless abundance into your life. But what do you believe? There's only so much that I can teach you, I can show you, I can share with you. The opportunities for you to manifest your divine abundance happens every single day. Now, I named this show, actually, I don't know if that I actually can claim the title. I had a podcast producer that threw around some titles, and I love the word miracles, and manifesting miracles became the name. I agreed and aligned with that thought because manifesting miracles is a energy, frequency, and vibration in which we all possess. You see, when we're born perfect and pure, and this beautiful little baby out of the womb who remembers absolutely nothing about the agreements, about the oppositions, about the frequency, about the challenges that we were going to face in this human existence. That little baby, they forgot it all, so they have to remember. That's why psychologists say we don't remember the first 7 years of our life, because we're downloading that time. We're re-engaged. We're removing our past life history, our ancestral history. We have to be taught anger, fear, depression, loathing, lack. Because when a baby comes out, it's happy, it's joyful. It screams, it gets fed. It screams, it changes the diaper. It laughs and people laugh with it. It smiles and people smile with you. If I could say anything more than I'm a magnet for abundance, I'm a baby magnet. I think babies could be 4 blocks away and they have a honing device that they're like, oh, Michelle's around. Same thing with animals. And in that frequency of the baby energy within you lies everything you need to manifest into your reality everything that you want. And if this is the first time that you're listening to Manifesting Miracles and you're like, I need to talk to you, I need to connect with you, guess what? You can. You can go to michellejlamont.com and book a session, and we can talk it out. We can hash it out. Some people, it only takes one session. Some people go for months on end and years on end with coaching. I personally have a coach. I get coached every 2 weeks because I believe in this process. I know that I am always evolving and growing. And because I see that I myself can have limiting thoughts and limiting beliefs and tap into my lack and tap into my fear and tap into the areas in which I am not a manifesting manifester, I also understand the importance of having mentorship in my reality. So I make it a priority for myself. And so do my coaching clients. Now, let's say that you want to join one of my courses, but they're sold out. You can get on the waiting list. You can also listen to these podcasts for free over and over and over again, because that's what they're there for. I want you to share them with people. I want you to expand this high vibrational, abundant frequency into the solar system of your life. Everybody within your circle should know about this podcast. Everybody within your work dynamic should know about this podcast. You know why? Because you're raising the vibration of the collective. Think about how you feel before and after you listen to these podcasts. Now, if you really want to understand what I mean about, was Popeye right? Because Popeye said, I am what I am, and that's all I am. Now, he didn't say it in a derogatory tone. He didn't say it in a way that sounds limiting and blocking. It's just like, I am what I am. So what is it that we agree to energetically in our frequency, in our vibration that we come across every single day? What is it? In the morning when we wake up, those first 30 seconds, we decide how vibrationally and how, what frequency and what energy we are going to manifest in today. And all right, okay, you have a bad run of it. You can change it right now. You can decide that in your vortex, in your field, in your energy, in your solar system, in the dynamic of the day-to-day reality of you, the divine light energy you, you have the ability to attract and reject every single thing that you live by. I have a quote in my closet that says, keep your heels, head, and standards high, Coco Chanel. Because there's been so many times in my life where my head has been down, my standards have been low, and I've shuffled in my flat-footedness across the earth for woe is me. And if you haven't listened to episode 2, you're not aware of my suicide story. And if you haven't listened to episode 1, you're not aware of how I became a manifestation master, expert, teacher, author, speaker, and now podcast host for all of time. There's only so many hours, days, weeks, months, and years I will be in this human form body in which I can work with you directly, in which I can talk with you, in which I can teach with you. But in perpetuity, these podcasts will live on forever. And so anytime, no matter what, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 50 years from now, 100 years from now, someone will come across this podcast and it will change their life. Why not give that gift to somebody right now? Why not share this energy to lift your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, and everybody in your life? Because you see, when you are tapped into the belief system of your highest and your best self, you can only manifest miracles. You can only attract abundance. You see, you're aligning and tuning to the frequency, the vibration, and the energy of which you are manifesting in. So if you consistently wake up and decide that you're running late and the coffee tastes shitty and the traffic sucks, and then you go into the office and you get all these ridiculous emails from people who you want to respond to as per my last email, honey, you are now agreeing with Popeye that I am what I am. I'm a miserable, unlucky, complaining, negative asshole. And I'm going to take this vibration of lack everywhere I go. Okay. You're going to pick it up and you're going to take it out of the car and you're going to bring it into the office because you woke up and you took it out of the bed and you took it into the shower and you took it into the sink and you took it into the coffee maker and you took it into your husband. You took it into your wife. You took it into your children. You took it in a car. You took it into the traffic. And then what did you attract? More traffic, more lack, more anger, more frustration, more disillusionment, more disappointment. And then from the office, you picked it up and you took it to lunch where you didn't get the right sandwich or you didn't get the right thing on your meal. And then you decided to take it back in your car and you had more problems finding a parking spot. And then you took it out of the car again. You brought it back into the office and then you had a miserable rest of the day and then you picked that bag of shit back up and you put it on your bag and you took it into your house and now everybody gets to smell it. Congratulations. Now, I'm not saying that it's easy to live through and work through pain, fear, lack, that sense of abandonment, that sense that nobody ever sees you, that sense that you'll never be understood, that sense that you will never achieve or manifest the things that you are truly worthy of. Your free will decides every single day whether you connect with the source energy that sees you as limitless abundance or you connect with this low vibrational state and that bag of shit gets stinkier and stinkier and stinkier and heavier and heavier and heavier. But you agree to carry it because I have. And every time that you pick up that bag of shit, unlike in real life where it gets hard and then it crumbles apart and then it really doesn't exist anymore, it stays stinky and sweaty and disgusting and full of bile and stomach vile and all the things that your body didn't need, the waste, because that's exactly what you're doing. You're wasting your life. You are not tuning in to your highest self in order to manifest your best life. I am what I am. Say it out loud and mean it. I am abundant. I am worthy. I am limitless. Because when you practice those types of vibrations every single day, that bag of shit isn't worth picking up anymore. Let me ask you if you agree or disagree with the following statements. I'm going to pick it up and read it to you. This is from my course, Alignment Exposed. I trust and value my ability to attract what is best for my life. Agree or disagree? I am alive and useful in all ages of life. Agree or disagree? My path allows me to have a life I love. Agree or disagree? Money is energy and I am high energy. Agree or disagree? I use my money to help others and expand abundance in all areas of my life. Agree or disagree? Thank you, universe, for sending me money at the right time and in the right place. Agree or disagree? I am healing, healthy, and powerful. I am a force in the universe. Agree or disagree? My business continues to grow. I attract abundance for myself and those I serve. Agree or disagree? I am worthy of receiving money in all areas of my life. I am aligned with my path and I love and am well paid for what I do. Agree or disagree? I only focus on the abundance of what I attract. I only look inside myself for my own solutions. I am the pathway to the abundance that I seek. I take action, guided and protected by the universe. Agree or disagree? Prosperity is a feeling of joy, and this vibration is at my core. Agree or disagree? I wake up and agree to have a great day today. Agree. I feel empowered by the universe and know how to tap into it. Listening to positive people and messages raises my divine abundance. You better agree to that. I attract abundance in all forms. Agree or disagree? Love is within me, not in others. Agree or disagree? I receive and give equally. Agree or disagree? When you look into your limiting beliefs and you discard your old thought patterns and you seek to realign your energy and you still fall backwards into the energy of deficit, how do you realign yourself to manifest the miracles of your life? You came here with a team of angels, of guides, of opportunities, of situations, but your free will gets to decide every single fucking time. Every time, whether you agree or disagree with those statements, can determine and will be an evaluation of how you lived on this earth plane for the time that you had. Agree or disagree, I am what I am. Agree or disagree. When you think of the checklist, when you think, I'm going to wake up today and no matter what I come in contact with, I'm going to shift my vibration into the feeling of opportunity and awareness of the lessons here. You are agreeing that you can shift into abundance despite adversity, despite defeat, despite your lack of opportunities that you currently see. You see, abundance is flowing to you, whether you can see it or not. You see, abundance is looking for you, whether you see it or not. Abundance is trying to find you. That abundance can be positive or negative. That abundance can be fear or opportunity. That abundance can be lack or hate. Abundance just means a plethora of, more than a flow. That free will that we have is our ability to reconnect with the source, the creator, the God, the universe, the energy that created everything and will in perpetuity be the everlasting energy of everything. And when you are singing songs of joy, when you're talking to people of substance, where they're not gossiping, where they're not talking about trends and styles and Ferraris and vacations, and they're talking about helping and healing and lifting and loving, that's when you are manifesting miracles on the highest level possible. You see, it's not complicated. It can be painful. I've woken up and for no reason cried all day. I imagine it had something to do with whatever astral plane I went through in the night. But I agree to allow this energy to be felt and understood. I had a blind dog named Charlie once. And I adopted him when he was 15. He was deaf and blind and in the middle of the road. And little Charlie Brown kept running away. But I wanted to take care of him because he seemed so helpless and so needy. But he ended up rescuing me. He came into my life in a moment that I needed him the most. And he would never leave my side. He was 5 pounds. And I had told all my friends I had an important call with a potential TV opportunity for 4 interviews on a big network, which I ended up manifesting. And I asked all my friends, my 4 closest friends, at a certain time to meditate with me. And if you've listened to the episode about the Maharishi effect, you understand what that is. That we together would manifest the best possible outcome for this call. And I asked them to set their intentions that when I picked up the call and when I spoke, that all the words that I needed to align myself with this opportunity would come into my mentality. And that on the receiving end, the producers that I was on the Zoom call with would see this opportunity as opportunity for their station and for their audience and for their viewers. And this alignment would result in fruits for everyone and that all of us would benefit together. And when I was on that call, it was the only time during the day that Charlie wasn't on my lap because I was meditating and he was laying on the bed for all I know. A few minutes later, I had this overwhelming feeling to go look for him. I watched that dog like a hawk. He was always on my hip. I was always carrying him like a little baby because I desperately needed to love something unconditionally that I could carry around, and my dogs were big and he was a little bitty baby. And all of a sudden, I had this uncomfortable feeling and I go outside and I look and I see that my little baby is dead in my pool. And while I'm on this phone doing this Zoom call, I explained to them the situation and very calmly hung up. And I fished little Charlie out of the pool. I believe he chose that time, and his free will allowed him to choose that time to leave my life because I no longer needed that. And that free will that we have, I got to see it as a very painful day or a very beautiful day. And at first, my guilt overwhelmed me. How could I have left the door open? Why wasn't he next to me? But truly, he was only meant to be in my life for a few moments, to give me everything I needed. And then just like that, he was gone. And little Charlie was just the sweetest guy in the world. And I have to believe that the lesson of that day was that I cannot control when he is that things come in and out of my life. And that I just have to be in the moment of appreciation. It's emotional because I miss him, but how he left and how he came was his free will. And I'm blessed to have had the experience of loving him. And I still love him right now, as much as I love all of you. And the reason that I say this is because I want you to understand that being in an emotional state doesn't create bad frequencies for the rest of the day. You can live in that moment and then choose to go back into I am what I say I am. And even in the Bible, the one time God speaks, "What shall we call you? Call me by my name, I am. The great I am." So when you say I am, and then you, whatever you say next, you are saying that about Source. You're saying about the universe. You're saying that about Creator. You're saying about yourself, because you are co-creating this life. And all of these little angels and peoples and opportunities and situations, they come into your life based on the frequency. Before you come here, you have these agreements and you have this plan and you say, well, in this chapter, I'm going to do this. Well, you have free will. So you feel this calling and this pushing and this force to take over. But what does that free will teach you? You have the free will to return to source energy and the free will to reject it. You have the free will to be abundant and the free will to have nothing. You have the free will to chase and you have the free will to attract. You have the free will to be happy and you have the free will to have fear. You have free will to see the pain and you have free will to see the lesson. And I ask you, what are you most connected to today? How do you plan to manifest your miracle today? How do you plan on elevating the energy of not only yourself, but every person that you come in contact with, directly and indirectly, who you follow on social media, what movies you watch, what books you read, what podcasts you listen to? You are constantly attracting and rejecting everything in your life. And in order for you to manifest your miracles, you have to be in alignment with the free will to have a good day. Sweet little Charlie Brown, he's with me right here. So is Sangria and Lincoln and Jazz and Nixon and Birdie. And Olive, and Jackson, and Gordo, and Jazz, Stinky Linky, and Foxy, and Mr. Pete, just as much as Wayne and Dolly are sleeping in the other room. I choose to connect with their love, their laughter, their abundance for me, instead of missing them constantly or having that vibration of loss. And no matter where you are on the free will and the agree or disagree state, if you need more than what this podcast can give you, you can call me. You can email me. You can go to my website and get sign up for my newsletter and get a free ebook. But the greatest thing that you can do is share this link. If you go to the right on where you see this podcast at, it'll say three little buttons and you can either save or share this link. Now, whether I'm alive or I am not, you can still raise the frequency and the vibration of the planet by sharing this. Now, I'm in the year 2021, and I don't know what year you're in, but I'm here to tell you that you are 100% worthy of attracting and manifesting miracles every single day in your life. If no one has told you, you have the full right and authority to go after your divine abundance on this earth. The only way that you don't is by what you agree and what you disagree to do. I am what I am, and that's all I am. And I hope that today you have thought about those checklists, thought about this energy, and decided that today was a good day to have a good day and try to get a collection of those where you have more pluses than minuses, because in that vibration, everything that's flowing to you is already on its way. You may not see it in the reality. You may not understand when it's going to come here. It doesn't give you notice. It just happens. And the practices and the modalities and the thought processes that I teach, that I practice, that I use are here to benefit everyone. And I'm happy to coach you. And I'm happy to teach you. And I'm happy to work with you. And I'm happy to have you as an attendee in one of my courses. And I'm happy for you to come to one of my workshops. And I'm happy for you to come to one of my retreats. But I want you to know that your divine source light energy is so proud of you for tuning in to this podcast, for being a part of this frequency. By listening, you have already changed everything about your future. And the future you is cheering you on. And if you haven't had anyone tell you, you are loved, you are needed, you are worthy, and I love you, I need you, and I want you to be abundant divine light energy. and manifest your miracle in your reality with every choice, every thought, every emotion, every breath. And if I can help you be on the podcast, it is truly my passion and my path, and I will not let you down, because that would mean I let myself down. And I don't tune into that frequency anymore, where I keep my head down and my standards low. Coco Chanel was right. Keep your heels, head, and standards high, and be all that you are, because you are what you say you are. Now, from this divine, abundant, highlight energy creature to you, I'm Michelle J. Lamont. And until next time, go manifest your miracle today.